Good morning, it's 6:19 with sports news. I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the 76ers stretched their lead in the Eastern Conference to one game over Brooklyn by knocking off the Bulls in Chicago 106-94. Meanwhile, the Knicks downed the Grizzlies 118-104. The Wizards routed the Pacers 154-141. The Jazz defeated the Spurs 110-99, and the Lakers held off the Nuggets 93-89. In the NHL, the Bruins clinched a playoff berth by shutting out the Devils 3-0. The Capitals topped the Rangers 6-3. The Sabres doubled up the Islanders 4-2. The Flyers ripped the Penguins 7-2. And the Canadiens triumphed over the Maple Leafs in overtime 3-2. In Major League Baseball, the Phillies edged the Brewers 4-3. The Athletics knocked off the Blue Jays 5-4. And the Cardinals bested the Mets 6-5. After the game, the Mets fired hitting coach Chili Davis and assistant Tom Slater. New York has lacked power at the plate and struggled with runners in scoring position. Several accomplished hitters, including the team's $341 million newcomer Francisco Lindor, are off to slow starts. Minor league director of hitting development Hugh Quattlebaum becomes the new hitting coach, and director of player development Kevin Howard will take over as assistant. In NFL news, the Bills exercised the fifth-year options for quarterback Josh Allen and linebacker Tremaine Edmonds yesterday. And in other news, three-time Indianapolis 500 winner Bobby Unser died of natural causes Sunday at his home in New Mexico. He was 87. The racing icon was one of just 10 drivers to win the Indy 500 at least three times, in 1968, 1975, and 1981. His younger brother Al is one of only three four-time winners in the race's history, and his nephew Al Unser Jr. won the race twice. I'm Jesse King.